This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 224 for Friday, January 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Today's futures canola market was stronger at Friday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. Canola 40 cents to $4 higher, March up $4 at $626.70 per ton. The gains in canola came despite losses in the Chicago soy complex as the USDA released several reports today, including updated U.S. and South American production estimates. Larger than expected U.S. soybean yields and production were bearish for the soy market, and that selling did spill over to weigh on canola for part of the day. However, the Canadian oilseed uncovered its own support to the downside, moving off its session lows with some end-user bargain hunting likely contributing to the gains. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans fell sharply in response to today's production numbers. The March contract down 12 cents at $12.24 per bushel. Average U.S. soybean yields were raised to 50.6 bushels per acre. That beat expectations that yields would hold at the December estimate of 49.9 bushels per acre. The resulting production increase to 4.16 billion bushels weighed on prices. A 4 million ton downward revision to Brazil's soybean crop, now at 157 million tons, was slightly supportive, but Argentina's crop was raised to 50 million, and that would be double last year's crop, and that's leaving large South American supplies overall. Corn, it fell to fresh contract lows, hitting its softest levels in 3 years, as the USDA raised average U.S. corn yields to a record 177.3 bushels per acre. The March contract down 10 cents at 447 per bushel. Total U.S. corn production, now at 15.3 billion bushels, was up by over 100 million from December, with projected ending stocks of 2.16 billion bushels, well above last year's carryout. Wheat futures were also lower, but lagging beans and corn, as the data was less bearish. Minneapolis spring wheat down only a penny in the March contract at $6.99 per bushel. Kansas City, 0.75 cents lower in March at $6.15 and a quarter. Chicago soft wheat down 7.75 cents in March at $5.96 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat seedings were pegged at 34.4 million acres, down by about 2.3 million on the year, and below average trade guesses. World wheat ending stocks were raised to 260 million tons from 258 million in December. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 12th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.